another episode of the Conversations with Authors podcast. I'm your host, Alison Thompson, aka The Proof Fairy. This podcast is a fabulous opportunity for me to talk to authors about what inspired them to start writing, how they go about publishing and promoting their books, and what tips they have for other aspiring authors. My guest on the podcast today is British sci-fi author Sean Armstrong. Sean publishes under the pen name STL Armstrong, and his first book, The Green Girl and the Serum, is the first in a series of six superhero novels. Sean has mild cerebral palsy and learning difficulties, but it hasn't had any bearing on his ability as a writer, and he is proof that anyone can achieve their dreams when they put their mind to it. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey Sean, it's really lovely to meet you today.
Hello Alison, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for asking. So tell me about your book, The Green Girl and the Serum.
It's a science fiction book, which is part of a series that I've been working on since 2019. It tells the story of Stacey, who is an average young woman, that is until she's injected with a serum and transformed into the Green Girl. Okay. She then joins forces with an ex-boyfriend of hers called Ben Fox, who runs a superhuman group called Haven.
So there are lots of... Is this all people who've been injected with this serum?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And do they develop different powers and things?
Yes, they do.
Okay, yeah. So there's a big craze, I guess, for kind of superhero stuff.
Yes.
Marvel is supreme, isn't it? Marvel is kind of like... So what inspired you to write the book?
To be honest, I just wanted a challenge, to be fair. And I thought to myself, well, why not come up with a story of my own design?
Okay. What was the inspiration behind it? I mean, why the Green Girl? Why the serum?
There were lots of inspirations, to be honest. One of them was a film series that I once watched called Unbreakable.
Okay.
Which in itself is a superhero film, which is part of a trilogy.
And that inspired you to write the book?
That was one of the inspirations. Another was a series of the computer games called Metal Gear Solid.
I love Metal Gear Solid. My son is a huge fan of Metal Gear Solid, and in fact, to such an extent that he says if he ever gets a tattoo, it will be an exclamation mark on his arm, but upside down, so he can go up behind people and put the exclamation mark up above their heads, like you've been caught. Yeah, no, that was a really clever game. I'm delighted to hear that has inspired fiction.
Yeah.
So how did you go about writing it? I know some people are planners and plan out every single detail, and some people just have a vague idea and go with it.
To be honest, I mapped it out in my head, to be fair. I mean, some people can do that, can't they?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'd love to be able to do that. Yeah. I have to have it down on paper, I think. Bad memory. So you just had it all in your head, and then you sat down and it just came out onto the screen?
Yeah.
Wow. And did you have a kind of certain time each day when you would sit down and write, or was it as and when you felt like it?
Mainly daily, to be honest.
Yeah. Did you set a word count? Was it like, I've got to write 1,000 words?
Usually write maybe 2-3 chapters a day.
Okay, gosh.
Like 4 if I was lucky, of course.
Wow. So how long did it take you to write?
The first book took me 3 months.
Right. And then you went back over and I guess you went back over and edited it and
changed bits.
And yeah. Did you find you were deleting stuff, or were you adding stuff on?
Both, actually, to be honest.
Yeah. yeah. But how many kind of drafts did you write until you got it to a point where you were happy with it?
2.
Just 2? Gosh, yeah, no, that's really good. That's I've got a novel that I wrote last year, but I've not gone back to it yet. I'm a bit scared to go and to reread it in case it's not as good as I remember it being. Mm-hmm. But so once you'd written it, how did you go about getting it published?
Well, that was quite a challenge, actually, because after I wrote the first manuscript, I decided to write a second, a sequel.
Oh, right, straight away. Yeah.
Yes.
I guess you had the ideas in your head still, did you? So
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until the last year that I actually decided to publish.
Okay, the first book?
Yes.
So which publishing service? Did you self-publish?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Through Amazon.
Through Amazon, okay, yeah. And what about all the things like the cover design and the formatting? Did you do that yourself or did
No, it was actually done by an editor.
Okay, yeah. And a book cover designer or?
Yes.
Yeah. So how did that go? It's quite hard sometimes, I think, when you've got an idea in your head of what your book should look like to get that across to someone else.
It went quite, I'd say smoothly, to be honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's good. So you found working with Amazon KDP Print, you found that quite an easy process.
It was, yes, relatively straightforward. More so than what I was thinking, actually, to be honest.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. Yeah. So how has the book been doing? I know you've got some great reviews on Amazon.
I'm going to be honest, it's been slow but sure.
Okay, that's good. That's better than slow and nothing. So you've had some great feedback from people
about it. Yes, really great feedback from people.
Yeah, no, that's really good. How does it make you feel when you see, when people, because it's your idea, it's your story, isn't it? So it's very much part of you. How do you feel when you realize other people like it as well?
Proud, and also it gives me a sense of a accomplishment, if that makes any sense.
Massively, yes. Yeah. Well, do you know, there's a statistic that I think it's 80% of the general population want to write a book, but only actually 1% get around to doing it.
God.
So the fact that you've done it and you've published it and it's out there and people like it, that's a huge achievement.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Yeah. So what's happening with the sequel then? Did you finish the sequel?
I did actually. I've written the up to book 4.
Oh, wow.
I'm currently writing another 2 in the series.
Gosh. Yeah. Gosh, so will you be publishing those as well?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I was thinking about giving the first book till September of this year.
Okay.
And then publishing the next.
Yeah. I think writing a series of books is a really good way, actually, to make yourself known and to make sales. Because once you've got a series, you can do things like do a discount on the first book or give away the first book. And if people like it and get hooked, they'll want to read the next one, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then if you've got 6 books out there, well, hopefully people will go and buy all of them. I know when I read something in a series, I read the first one, and if it really grabs me, then I'm straight onto the next one. So yeah, I think that's a really good way to do it. So potentially September, the second.
Yes.
The second book will be out. Yeah. So what would you say you've learned about yourself through writing the book, publishing it?
I think one thing that I've learned is how creative I am, in that sense that I'm able to put together a book.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and especially something like this, kind of superhero science fiction, I don't know, fantasy, yes. I guess all those kind of things. You have to be really imaginative, I guess, my novel that I've written is about a middle-aged woman who runs away to Portugal. There's absolutely nothing autobiographical about it, except that it probably is, because it's all kind of places I know and things I know. The idea of coming up with something completely fantastical doesn't, I can't do that. So I think that's something to be really proud of, that you can come up with those ideas.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think what also is really pleased me is a friend of mine has told me that he wants to write his own series, thanks to me.
So you've inspired someone else to become a writer. Yeah. Has he started writing?
No, not yet.
Maybe, let's hope he's in the 1% and not the 79%. Yeah. That's really something, though, that someone else has seen what you've achieved so far. Mm-hmm. And has been inspired by that. So, yeah, no, that's something to be really proud of, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So what sort of advice would you give him, or would you give anyone else who's thinking about writing a book?
Just believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams.
Yeah.
You know, try and push yourself to your limit.
Mm. That's good advice for life generally, isn't it? I think, yeah, having that belief. I mean, you can kind of, if you believe you can achieve anything, or maybe you can't achieve quite everything, but it does push you on, doesn't it? To
challenge yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And what about would you recommend your way of writing as being something other people try, that they just have the idea?
Well, every author has their own style, don't they?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So who are the authors that inspire you?
Oh, there's loads, to be honest. One of them is Ray Bradbury. I absolutely love his works.
Mm. What about in the kind of superhero genre or the fantasy genre?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Okay, yeah.
Another, but again, I'm a real big fan of the Lord of the Rings. Mm. Hobbit, things like that.
Yeah. Is it of the books rather than the films, or of both?
Both, actually.
Mm. Yeah, John, I have never read The Lord of the Rings. There's a confession. I probably should. I remember my mum saying when she was 18, I think it was, when she left school, her challenge to herself over the summer was to read the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy and The Hobbit during the summer. Because they're not short, are they?
They are quite difficult books to read.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah, but no, again, I think it's all about challenging ourselves, isn't it?
And exactly. Mm.
Yeah. I tend to cop out and read really, really easy crime things and contemporary romance because they're easy, and reading is kind of an escape for me. But I'm in a book group, and that challenges us to read.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Yeah. We kind of read more literary texts, I guess. So that's always good to challenge yourself. Have you got any other advice for people about any aspect of writing and publishing?
Well, besides your writing, I think it's a good thing to read as well.
Mm.
Just to get a sense of what genres you want to go into. Writing, I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think reading helps you understand how books work as well, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that statement.
Yeah, unless you read a lot, you can't understand how dialogue works or how to set a scene or how to create characters. So I'm a big fan of reading. Are you a fast reader or are you a slow reader?
Slow.
Okay, but you take it in probably.
Well, yes, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I think I'm the other way around. I tend to gallop through books, but I get to the end and then it's like, what did I just read? I don't know. I enjoyed it. It was good, but I don't know what it was.
Currently, I'm reading Arthur C. Clarke, Rendezvous with Remus.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Drama.
Yeah, no, that's a name from the past, really, isn't it? You don't hear people talk about Arthur C. Clarke much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember my dad having lots of Arthur C. Clarke books on the shelf when I was growing up.
So. Again, he's another author that I love.
Mm. So what's next for you? You've already said that you've got six books. Well, you've got two written, so one published.
I've got four written.
Four written. Yeah.
I'm currently working on enough to.
Okay, yeah.
Once they are finished, I was thinking about maybe writing something else.
Okay.
Completely different.
Oh, right. So those two books will complete the series?
Yes, yes.
Okay, of the Green Girl. So what would be the next one, do you think? Have you got ideas for genre? Or?
Maybe, I was thinking maybe something like a fantasy.
Okay. Is this Lord of the Rings inspired?
Something like that, yes.
Dragons and goblins and mystical lands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. No, that sounds really fun. It sounds like you really enjoy writing.
I do, yes. It's one of my passions.
Right, yeah. And it's really good to have a passion that you can share with other people, I think.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Although, have you discovered that you've had to sort of develop a thick skin? I mean, you know, sometimes...
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, you have to, though, don't you, as a writer?
Not everyone's going to get you, are they? Not everyone's going to, going to like what you write, and yeah.
You can't please everyone, as they say.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's one of the hardest things to learn, actually, isn't it? That you write this book and you think it's wonderful, and probably your mum thinks it's wonderful and your friends think it's wonderful, and then you put it out into the world and then you realise, okay, yeah, not everyone likes it, and you've got to be quite strong, I think, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But it looks like I said, you've got some really, really good reviews. So, so it seems like lots of people do like your books. Yeah. Well, it's been really lovely to thank you very much.
Anyway, Alison.
No, you're very welcome. And where can people? Do you have a website or social media where people can find out?
Actually got a social media: Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
So, what's your Twitter handle? So people can find you.
Sean Armstrong 85.
So Sean Armstrong 85 at Twitter.
Yes.
And presumably they can find you under the same name on Instagram, Facebook. Okay. I'll put all the links in the notes so people can connect with you and come and find out more. And the book is on Amazon.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So it's The Green Girl in the Serum by S.L.T. Armstrong.
Yes. Yes.
On Amazon. That's brilliant. So, well, good luck with writing the rest of the series.
Thank you.
I hope that, you know, The Green Girl does really well for you. And then it'll be interesting to see what you move on to after that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the podcast today.
Thank you, Alison.
Thank you to Sean for being my guest on the podcast today. You can find his book, The Green Girl and the Serum, on Amazon. Just search for STL Armstrong. You can also connect with Sean on social media, and the links are in the show notes. You can find out more about me by visiting my website, www.theprooffairy.com, where you'll find details of all my services, including author coaching, kickstart writing sessions, and my new monthly online writers club, where everyone is welcome. You'll also find all the episodes of this podcast there, along with information on how you can be a guest on the show. If you like this podcast, then please subscribe, share it, rate it, review it, and tell your friends about it. This has been a Proof Fairy production, and I'll be back next time with another inspiring interview with another amazing author. Bye for now.